This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The United Arab Emirates today ended its nearly half-century-old boycott of Israel, part of the Gulf states' deal to normalize relations with the Jewish state. The U.S. brokered agreement was announced this month. The UAE says under the new decree, Israelis and Israeli firms will be allowed to do business in the country while it opens up for trade in Israeli goods. On Monday, the first flight by Israel's flagship air carrier, El Al, is scheduled for its first trip to Abu Dhabi. The Chinese embassy in London today charges that British politicians are twisting facts in order to undermine bilateral ties with Beijing. An embassy spokesman referred to a London Times report that China had raised its diplomatic presence in Britain by nearly a quarter in the past 10 years in a bid to boost its political influence. Said the embassy on its official website, Chinese diplomats in Britain are serving as a bridge between the two countries and promote mutually beneficial cooperation, and they deserve a fair assessment rather than distortion and accusation. Here in the U.S., Black Lives Matter organizers in Kenosha, Wisconsin plan a mass rally in March today as reinforced National Guard units stand by with orders to prevent a resurgence of violent demonstrations seen in the city earlier this week. A tense overnight calm prevailed Friday in the downtown area, which had experienced tumultuous protests in support of Jacob Blake Jr., the black man shot in the back by a white police officer last weekend. The shooting in front of three of Blake's children turned the mostly white city of 100,000 people into the latest flashpoint in a summer of nationwide unrest over police brutality and racism in the U.S. The 29-year-old Blake survived his 7 gunshot wounds, but was left paralyzed from the waist down. According to police, Blake was wanted on suspicion of felony sexual assault when he was confronted by police. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app.